This is Senator Al Simpson. As America heads toward a new century, Medicare, the federal insurance program for the elderly, is headed for bankruptcy. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Congress created Medicare to help the elderly pay some of their major medical bills. Both workers and employers contribute to Medicare's trust fund to keep the program solvent. But now the cost of running Medicare is skyrocketing, out of sight. Instead of a surplus, the trust fund is being spent out at a truly frightening rate. Right now, Congress has the chance to solve this one, but Democrats are afraid to touch it with a stick. Last year, when Congress tried to provide Medicare with a 10% boost, instead of a politically safe 11% increase, the senior citizens groups drove you goofy. Only in the Congress can a 10% increase ever be called a cut. Come on, Ted. Help us reform Medicare so it can avoid going bust and can keep on doing its job on into the next century.
Al, you don't understand the problem, so it's easy to see why you're not part of the solution. Medicare spending goes up every year for two reasons: the soaring inflation and health care costs, and the fact that more senior citizens are living longer. I know it's a subtle concept to grasp, Al, but try to wrap your mind around it. If the annual increase in spending for Medicare approved by Congress is less than what's needed to keep up with rising health care costs and the larger numbers of elderly Americans, the increase actually becomes a cut in terms of its practical impact on senior citizens, because this year's spending buys less health care than last year's. The answer to Medicare's financial crisis is not benefit cuts or higher taxes either. What's needed is broad-based reform of the nation's overall health care system. It's the only realistic way to save Medicare, Al, and keep it out of bankruptcy. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Kurdish refugees in Iran. They deserve U.S. help, too. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.